ALND. And it's important to know that the mean age was 53 years, and this primarily is a node-positive study. So there was a minority, 10% of patients who were pathologically node-negative who had high-risk features, and then 5% had four or more positive nodes. But the vast majority of these patients have 1 to 3 positive nodes. And what the results showed is that if you looked at the isolated local regional disease-free survival, there was a significant improvement at 5 years for those who had regional irradiation versus just whole breath. And I will say, and I didn't bring these slides, but I will say that the ipsilateral breast tumor recurrence rate was identical in the two arms. And one would hope that to be the case because both patients, both sets of patients got breast irradiation. All of the difference was in the regional fields. And if you look at that 1 to 4 rule and you look at the regional failures, it actually followed, Mike, the 1 to 4 rule. You can't look at these overall numbers. You have to break out the regional component. And if you look at the distant disease-free survival, it was significantly improved, again, in favor of regional irradiation, a disease-free survival significantly improved, and a borderline improvement in overall survival at only 5 years. Quite surprising.